What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
I'm a lot like a lot of you guys, I think, that I don't know what a Creighton is, but there I was rooting against them on Saturday night. I'll give any one of you guys $10 if you can tell me where Creighton is. What state is Creighton University in?
Isn't it Indiana?
Keep going.
Delaware.
Keep going.
Creighton.
Yeah. Keep going in what direction?
Yeah.
Can you give me a compass?
It's in the Midwest.
I love the Fighting Creightons of
they're the Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays, they're obviously from that state that's in the Midwest.
Yeah, that loves the Blue Jays.
You bet. Yeah. I love.
Can you not think of a state?
I think that's what's happening. No, are you strong? You only guessed two of them, Abby. It's a lot more left.
You want to know why I really want to get it right? Yeah, Illinois. I love Creighton of Illinois.
No, they're in Nebraska. I had no idea.
Nebraska.
But there I was, again, a lot like you guys, watching all these basketball games, have no idea about any of the universities, mm-hmm. No idea about Creighton. I do know this. This was funny. So I'm watching Creighton play Auburn at my friend Joel's house on Saturday night, and Joel, I know it's going to sound like I'm bragging, used to be the Auburn mascot.
What?
He was an Aubie, right?
Yep.
So in the middle of the game, we're watching the game, and he's like, he's watching Aubie on the sidelines. And he's like, the NCAA must have said something to Aubie because Aubies don't sit. And Aubie is sitting on the side of the sidelines right now. And we're never, never not on our feet.
Really?
Yes.
I love that instead of watching the game,
right,
yeah, he's critiquing the mascot.
That's what he noticed.
Oh, he was watching. So it's madness. It's the, you know, NCAA bracket time right now. And a lot of people think they know exactly what's going on with basketball, even though they didn't watch one or two games all year. So we found somebody to take on Abby's cat and see who would do better when it came to meow madness.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
And we found the perfect guy, Josh. Tell us about Josh, Kristen.
All right, so it was actually Josh's wife, Jessica, that applied for this because she's like, her husband is a notorious sports bettor. I think if I remember correctly, he has 11 brackets that he has filled out. The one against Abby's cat was his 11th. And he will literally bet on anything and everything. And he thinks he is a know-it-all when it comes to the NCAA tournament.
All right, so we will see, now that we are into the Sweet 16, which is doing better, your cat or Josh?
And we must remind you that there is definitely something on the line here besides just pride and ego and not getting beat by a cat in your bracket. So if Josh ends up getting beating Abby's cat, then he gets to have a weekend golf trip at Chateau Alon, a two-night stay plus food and beverage. However, if Abby's cat can beat Josh, then his wife Jessica, who also loves to golf, will get a golf weekend with her girls, and he gets to stay home and watch the kids.
So, Josh, just curious, how many hours of basketball did you watch this weekend?
Easily 24 hours.
That's a lot of games. Jessica, do you miss Josh?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Now, Josh, are you intense when you're watching the games also?
I probably walk 7 miles just pacing back and forth across the room.
And do you have a favorite? Did you attend any one of these schools?
So my dad graduated from IU, and we got snubbed. I went to a small state school in New York, so I've always been an Indiana fan, and, you know, we were like the last team out. So I was kind of sour when the brackets were released last Sunday.
So your bubble was burst. You guys didn't make the big dance.
We didn't make the big dance.
Okay. Well, let's see how things are going right now. Abby, would you like to give us up to speed here?
Yeah, absolutely. So the way my cat decided to choose her teams was I would take two little crumpled up pieces of paper with two teams on it, and I would just throw them at her. And whichever one she bit or pawed at, I would choose for that bracket. So now, based off of those choices for the Sweet 16, we have seven teams left in the bracket.
And which seven teams has she advanced to the Sweet 16?
Obviously, the University of Florida. we have...
They squeaked that one out, though, the other day.
Yeah, just barely.
Against UConn, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Michigan State, Maryland, Texas Tech, Purdue, Houston, and, of course, my favorite, the Fighting Mormons, BYU, and Duke.
That hussy did not choose the Kentucky Wildcats?
Listen, it was a tough bracket. She was tired. I was tired. I was chasing her around my apartment. We were both stressed and crying and angry. It was an intense bracket choosing.
All right, so you have how many left in the tournament still?
Seven,
okay. How many does Josh have? Do we know?
Josh?
I have 10.
10.
Oh,
okay. I mean, so it's not close. A runaway.
It is not over at all.
Which teams really messed with you this weekend?
Well, for my sport.
We lost him.
Oh, no, Josh.
Oh, no. Hey, Jessica.
Hey.
Okay, we still got you. He dropped out. How obnoxious has he been this weekend? Be honest.
You know, it gets really loud.
Jessica,
cats hide.
Oh my God, Jessica, if it makes you feel any better. So we have this rescue Bernese Mountain Dog, Boone, and he has an unfortunate backstory. So he gets very skittish. Anytime Bart watches basketball, our dog goes upstairs and hides.
I swear. Bad.
Because that's how loud Bart yells. So I totally get it.
Well,
yes, we have two cats. One of them is a rescue, and they both hide. That's fun.
Well, here's some good news for you, Jessica. I mean, this is still a pretty tight race.
I bet he could win at any moment. I will say, despite the fact that I have less teams than Josh still in the bracket, I have two left in the final four, which is the biggest one.
That's important.
As long as University of Florida and Purdue keep it up, I might still edge him out of the game.
Okay.
Josh, are your final four still alive and well?
All four and all eight of my Elite Eighters.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wow. He's sitting pretty.
Okay, he is. Okay.
That is not looking good for you, Jess.
Might be.
Let's enjoy it today. All right, you guys. The Sweet 16 is Thursday and Friday, so the next time we'll check in with you guys, I think, is next Monday.
Awesome.
That sounds good.
Okay, good luck, you guys.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck to Abby's cat. Not to Josh.
It's closer than I thought it would be already, to be honest with you. But it does prove the point, man. Mm-hmm. If you know so much about sports and you're diving in all the stats and everything, somebody comes along that doesn't know anything, you're just as good as you can.
And
right?
Nobody knows less about basketball than my 5-month-old kitten.
The Burt Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.